Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Welcome to a Thursday edition of The Conversation. I'm your host, Kyle, the man with the mic. Welcome to The Conversation that I hope that you're a part of or feel a part of. Welcome, folks. What a conversation this Thursday on The Conversation on the eve of the inauguration. We're going to talk about the final conversation with Obama when he had like his press conference and how he justified taking Chelsea Manning and setting her free. There is actually a Michigan fourth grade teacher that's under fire because she's not going to allow the students to watch Trump's inauguration speech. I'd pull my kid out of that school so fast. My thoughts on that, and you kind of heard them. Also, MSNBC host Chris Matthews asked Representative Maxine Walters of the Democrat from California. I don't know if we call them California now because they want to be their own state, so we'll have to come up with another name for them. But he is one of 60-plus Democrats who are boycotting Friday's inauguration. You know, kind of like whether impeachment processes could be brought if it comes out that there was collusion between Russia and Donald Trump's campaign. I want to get into that because that just really aggravates me because they don't stop. Will it ever end this crap? Also, my thoughts on the growing, let's make Trump's life a living hell. Let's make sure he can't do anything to make America great. You know, what the heck? Hey, what we're going to do is we're going to go up in a hot air balloon, but we're going to keep throwing up ice in there to cool down the air so you can't go up. Really? I mean, that's kind of the concept. I want to get into something a Republican said that just hits the nail on the head. There are grassroots Democratic Party people that are actually offering $250,000 for people to go and disturb the election, the inauguration kind of election, inauguration celebration, all that stuff. That's just sad. New York Times actually reported that and when Obama became president, there were few and widespread protesters for Obama. There wasn't many. We didn't protest. We didn't offer to pay people to protest against Obama. We accepted him. We just disagreed. We just wanted answers to why does his Social Security number come up to be a 1950s man from Connecticut? Why does his birth number not make sense? I mean, basic stuff that they could never explain. Also, I'm going to get into some stuff with the English Premier League and much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that you're a part of. Fear the Lord. This is Proverbs 1, verse 7. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Kind of think about that as you're going through today. And I heard this funny, I gotta tell you this funny little story. These Christians were going in and they were gonna go ice fishing. So, you know, they sat there, they get their shanty, they get their fire going, they start to pray to God to find out where the fish are. And lo and behold, they hear this voice from above saying, there are no fish under the ice there. And they said, wow. I kind of internally hear God tell me, but I've never heard him above, you know, like actually, and so they picked up their shanty, they moved their shanty, they built the fire, you know, just about ready to dig a hole to start ice fishing. And again, after they prayed, you know, there are no fish under the ice there. And they're like, wow, I'm so glad we have faith in God. So they pick up their shanty a third time. They move it. They get a fire belt just about ready to dig a hole in the ice to start ice fishing. And lo and behold, again, after they pray, they hear this voice. There are no fish under the ice there. And they're like, wow, that's got to be words from above. And the guy goes, no, this is the arena manager. Get off the hockey rink. Since we have a lot going on, negative, I thought that was something funny that I would just share with all my listeners out there. Did you sign your petition against the Girl Scouts? 150,000 of them have, to try to keep them from being in the inauguration parade. What did I say earlier? New York Times reported few and very scattered protest against Obama. We didn't protest. We accepted that he became president. We had questions that couldn't be answered. If you're born on Friday, if you're born on Friday, you should have a high birth number. If you're born on Monday, you should have a low birth number. Why do you have a high birth number if you're born on Monday compared to people born on Friday? With Obama, when he was born, you're given a birth number. So if you're born on Monday, you might have been one, and Friday is 50. Well, how come Obama be born on Monday and have like a 200 birth number, but then someone born on Friday had a 50 birth number? He should have a higher birth number. He should have a lower birth number than people. Yeah. In the hospital, if you see, I follow politics. Yeah, you're given a birth number, and at least where he says he was born. But don't take my word for it. Look it up. Just look up signs from Kenya, and they'll have like, you know, birthplace of Barack Obama. They're praising him because they want their people to know that, hey, don't give up on your dream. A born Kenyan by the name of Barack Hussein Obama became president of the free world. You can accomplish anything. Oh, but he was born in Hawaii. We just wanted those answers. Why is his social security number attached to an 1850s man from like Connecticut? Look it up. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. That's what we had questions about. Well, you know what we're going to do here is we're going to start the, we're already in the process of impeaching Trump. Yes, we're going, because as soon as we find out that Russia was involved in cahoots, okay, I'm sorry, but show me where Russia hacked our voting machines and changed our votes. Russia didn't one iota, even if they were involved. I didn't vote for Trump because of Russia. I voted because the emails showed corruption, period, and the government as a whole, mainly Hillary, but as a whole. Okay, Hillary had confidential and classified emails on a server. She had to have had help covering it up. She didn't do it all by herself. It showed corruption, period. And you know what? What political office has Trump had? Melissa, do you know if he's holding any? No, he hasn't. He's not a politician. He's seen as an outsider that's going to come in here, and that's why they want him gone. Because he is seen as an end to their way of life, to their way of living large and partying and doing whatever the hell they want to do and being able to get away with things. You know, if I was a citizen and I did that, I'd be in jail. But, you know, hey, I'm a politician. It's legit. I mean, I would have no problem with politicians being in politics for 50 years if they were sleeping on the couch in their office because they couldn't afford a place to live. And they were the reason why we have these congressional breaks. Not many people know why we have congressional breaks, because a lot of them were farmers. And those breaks were taken so that they could go work on their farm. Know your history, folks. Yeah. Yeah, they didn't depend. It wasn't a career. Now you have people coming in to politics with a little bit of money, not much, and they're leaving, and they're like, after 5 or 6 years, 7 years, they're wealthy. See, ABC, which I don't really support that much, they've even showed, okay, here's a stock that when this news came out about this stock, it dropped to like a dollar. All these congressmen and senators bought the stock. Then when it went to like 50 bucks, all of them sold it right before the stock plummeted again. They basically could prove insider trading. Well, you know, I'd be in prison for that, but hey, they got away with it. They're congressmen and senators. That's the problem. People, we're fed up. That's why we voted Trump. We're sick and tired of a corrupt government and a corrupt system. I've shut so many people up when they like, well, finally we have health care for everybody and Trump's going to get rid of it. I'm like, yeah, Barack Obama's crowning achievement. It's so great that he won't even use it. If his crowning achievement is so great and so wonderful, you should be outraged and cursing at the TV, at the internet, because him and Michelle and their families and congressmen and senators have first dibs over it. And they get to use it before anyone. No, they don't. They're exempt from this law that they're trying to shove down our throats. They made damn sure that they had nothing to do with it. That if they were not exempt, they got little cards and, you know, waivers that made them exempt. They made sure that. Democrats made sure that there was no way in hell they had to use that. But it's his signature piece of legislation. If you go to your congressman and senator, 90% of them would not pass a bill that says they have to abide by every law they pass. They wouldn't sign it. They wouldn't do it. They won't do it.
Lord, help me.
And that's why Trump is in the White House. Now, we can only hope that these protesters just have like a mass like setting on fire. I mean, I can't believe I'm gonna protest Trump, so I'm gonna set myself on fire. Problem solved. We'll get these people that are that stupid. Like I'm really gonna sit there, oh, we need to get Hillary in the White House now because he burned himself alive, really? I mean, I don't get that. I really don't get that. I don't know. If someone understands what the purpose of that is, it sounds like that fad that they started like a year ago or whatever, where you douse like lighter fluid and you set yourself on fire. And first of all, if you're going to do that, you're stupid. You deserve to get third-degree burns. But if you're going to do that, turn on the shower and have it running. I have literally... In the kitchen, you have what's called a heat lamp, and it has like a, you ever seen the oven where it has that like, what, that cord? You know, like that M-shaped cord, and it gets red. They have those, and they get hot, and they keep the food hot underneath before it goes out. It's called the heat lamp. I have literally just touched that wire like, bink, like that, and it's not even orange. And it is now like about a month and a half, and I finally got the scab completely gone, and it's starting to heal, but I'll probably still have a mark there that you can tell I got burned. And that's like touching it for like a tenth of a second. Let me sit there and let me burn myself alive. Jeez, I don't. Somehow the boat left and I wasn't on it because I don't understand half of the stuff that goes on in this world. I don't get it. I wish I could come on here and say, you know what? I understand why he did that. I know why he did that. I don't get it. I want to do this right now because this is going to make sense. Because this is so true. Tim Scott, I love you, brother. He's a black guy. Not that that matters, but he's a human being, put it that way. But just in case, you know, someone thinks he's some, like, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant or something, that's not the case. For the party that says they support diversity, I wish they supported the diversity of thought. See, most Democrats want you to believe they don't care what your opinion is, as long as it falls in line with their agenda, their opinion, their belief. If it doesn't fall within those parameters, they don't want nothing to do with you. They don't want to hear it. I'll listen to a Democrat. I don't believe. I watch MSNBC once in a while to see what are they talking about, especially like when that Paris attack happened. What is their take on this? Because they can't be calling it a terrorist attack. You know, but what is their logic in this? Excuse me. Yeah, we have this. See where I work. I mean, it's, I don't know about this year, but I've known so many people. Like, my parents got the flu shot, and they were each had 3 days where they were so sick. And if I have to go to the doctor tomorrow, that'll be my fourth antibiotic this year. So I'm hoping that's not the case. But I'm having all the signs that I'm getting sick, and I don't want to be at work because I can give. I work with a vulnerable age of people, elderly people, and I don't want to try to give them anything because, I mean, you can take where I live and just Lysol it. I know so many people that have bronchitis or, you know, ear infections or whatever. This is bad this year, so just in case, if I sound funny. Who knows? But wow. I mean, protests have been going on at inauguration since 1973 with Nixon, but still, I don't mind if they protest. Yeah, the right to protest. If it's peaceful. If you're going to try to disrupt the inauguration and try to disrupt and make the parade almost impossible. I mean, there are people that are demanding, that were demanding Obama push the, the martial law card. To push the martial law card to keep him from getting in. Well, it's not going to, well, then he would have to use the martial law card and then keep it and never get rid of it. And Obama would have to stay in office forever. Because as soon as that's over, Trump would be in. Okay. Russia didn't tell me to vote the way I did. We need to get this. As soon as they legally can, they want to start. I guarantee they probably already have. They're trying to impeach him for what? What? Oh, we just got. Oh, Russia's involved. We know it. I love to be on MSNBC. So Russia's involved in the email scandal. So, okay. So what does that? What? Okay. How did that? Okay. So what? Wow, they hacked emails. Who gives a crap? How did that force me to vote for Trump? It proved Hillary was a lying, conniving, cheating, stealing, someone you can't trust. That's what it proved. How corrupt she is, how corrupt this government is. But, you know, I mean, if that doesn't matter to you, which obviously doesn't, because you're more concerned about whether Russia hacked, who cares who hacked? So what the information that was derived from the hacking, that doesn't matter? I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it. They, you know, well, we're going to make his life a living hell because we don't want him to be able to accomplish anything or do anything great. You know? Why don't we just trash buildings? That's going to be, I mean, that's, I've never understood when someone wins a national championship or an NBA championship and they set cars on fire and flip them over. How is that? We're going to make America great by trashing it. I mean, if they're peaceful protests, great. If they're not, it's only going to make them look worse. It's not going to help them. They're little babies and diapers, and we're done with them. That's why Trump is president. Politicians need to be changed frequently and often, just like diapers, for the same damn reason. And I've already seen things where, like, oh, don't worry, in 2020, Michelle Obama's going to run. That's what scares me. Because she would win. She would win in the last, because people just vote for it. They don't care. They wouldn't care. They'd vote for it. They wouldn't be able to tell you anything about what she stands for, what she's doing, what she wants, what she's about. They would just vote for her because she's Michelle Obama. Just like 90% of the people that were voting for Hillary Clinton, because she's Hillary. I'm with Hillary. And when they would sit there and they would actually take people and they would take, there are five things that, do you support these five things that this person said? No way. Trump had this. No, those were all said by Hillary Clinton said all that. Huh? Or they would sit there and like, who do you think said that? Well, Hillary had to have. Nope, that was Trump that said all that. These people that are supporting a candidate and they the jaw drop they get when I'm against all that stuff. Well, Hillary said all that, not Trump. Hillary has said that. And they don't know what to do because, wait a minute, I support Hillary. But here I'm hearing words out of her mouth. But I bet you 3/4 of the people that voted for Hillary has never seen the video where she comes out. I was a Goldwater girl. I was proud to be a Goldwater girl. I stood up for Barry Goldwater. He was someone that was wanting to resegregate America. At least most conservatives are up to date on issues. In his farewell speech that Obama gave, he actually defended his decision to commute the sentence of Chelsea Manning, who took, I guess they didn't even release, WikiLeaks release all of them, because some of them were very highly classified. But whatever, you know, it's okay. Let's just release a guy that gave all kinds of classified secrets out. And I mean, what difference does it make at this point? I mean, I'm so glad we're done with Obama. I'm so glad. We want to make America better and great. We know we make America great. Not Trump, not government. That's why we're not saying let's make government great. It's let's make America great. It's about America. Trump is about America, not about, I don't know, Obama. And listeners on my show have heard this before. What did you hear when in Chicago when he went out and in front of that like bulletproof glass and all that stuff? They were chanting, Obama, Obama, not USA. Because they were about Obama. We're about making America great. We're about America, not about Trump. It's not, I mean, it didn't say I'm with him. Like Hillary Clinton said, I'm with her. No. It said, make America great. Has nothing to do, where in that doesn't imply that anyone could have said that and it would make sense. It's not like there's any attachment to Trump with that. He's like, you know, America, you're going to make America great. I can do what I want. I can bring a casino. I can bring a farm here. I got 50 farms. Who's going to run them? Who's going to plant? Who's going to plant? Who's going to do this? Well, the seeds aren't going to plant themselves. But how you can commute a sentence of someone like Chelsea Manning? And they said he was going to do that for Hillary Clinton. I'm like, she has no charges against her. I honestly think that they're going to go after her once Trump's in. Not him, but his administration. They're going to get people that's going to prove and she's going to go away. I hope so. I'm not holding my breath, but with Trump, who knows? And I said this at the beginning. We didn't protest Obama. We just wondered, why does his Social Security number not add up? Why does he have a higher birth number than someone born on Friday when he was born on, like, Tuesday? Just stuff we wondered. I know people from this area where I live that are going to protest Trump. Now, if you want to protest, okay, protest. But don't interfere with the inauguration parade. Don't interfere with the inauguration in general. If you want to protest, okay, that's fine. Peacefully protest. You have that right. I mean, we understand diversity. That's why we accepted Obama. We just wanted answers. Why does their national newspaper say that he is a native-born son and they're proud of him and they're showcasing him as like, this is what you can do. See, if you live in Kenya, it'd be like saying, welcome to Jamaica, man. Just because you're from Jamaica doesn't mean you have to be a one-room shanty dock working nobody. You can actually make something of yourself and have a big mansion in Kingston. They're praising the guy. Look at what he did. Don't sell yourself short. You can become somebody. He became the president of the United States and he was born in Kenya. Ever sell yourself short? Oh, he was born in Hawaii. I've seen where supposedly Bill O'Reilly looked it up and investigated it, and actually it said he found out that yes, he was, and it proved it. But Kenya has nothing to gain or lose. You know, they're just saying, hey, our resident native Barack Obama became leader of the free world. So you can accomplish anything. I mean, I can't believe that there are people that have been threatened, that have had death threats against them. And there's 150,000 people that wrote the Girl Scouts to refrain from marching in the parade. I guess to me, that'd be like the Church of Scientology. That would just be like, okay, 150,000, okay, great. I want to have an even bigger presence. What I want to do is I want to have a huge presence. We're going to get as many Girl Scouts as we can. We're going to get them in green shirts. I want this thing to be tenfold. I want to make our presence be 5 million times bigger. Like this thing I posted on Facebook from one of my friends, Trini Jackson Gaskin, and said this: I will never forget seeing what hate can destroy. I will never forget seeing what hate can heal. No, hate can't heal. Hate doesn't drive away hate. Love is the only thing that drives away hate. I will never forget seeing what love can heal. Love heals. This is, I love this already. CNN asked for access to the inaugural event, like one of the balls. They got turned down. It's like, you're not a legitimate organization until you start showing that you're going to be unbiased and not spread lies and not report on things that aren't even true. When you're going to act like a real journalism company and be unbiased and be honest and be objective. No. I've taken some other networks and they've got press passes. And they're not conservative. They're liberal. But they're being objective. It's not about, oh, free press is gone. Free press was gone when you had Hillary Clinton only answering questions that were pre-approved. When Obama would only ask questions that were pre-approved. And if you made him look bad, he would come out and Lord help you. When they're going to start being legitimate news, okay, then you can have a press pass. You can be in there. If I called up the Indy 500 and say, yeah, this is Kyle with the Weekly Conversation, I'd love to have a how do I get a press pass? If I could prove to them that I'm legitimate and I really want to do it and I'm there for the right reasons and I want to get legitimate stories and talk to people, then okay, I should have a pass. If I'm just there to showboat around and look, I'm here and I'm, you know, and I don't have any legitimate purpose, then no, I shouldn't. If I'm going to spread lies about people, then I shouldn't have a press pass. If I'm not going to be an objective person, then I shouldn't. If Trump does something great, you should call him out and say, hey, we were wrong. Or if Obama did something great, you'd call him out and say, hey, I was wrong. I thought he'd be bad, but hey, look what he did. Well, he didn't do anything, but if he did. And if he did, I'd be telling you about it. You'd hear it. You'd be hearing about it. I remember this was in 89. I went to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And, of course, my dad gave me the history lesson. My dad was in the Presidential Honor Guard, so you understand. And when he's like, well, when you go there, this is why they do what they do, and this is what's going on. And he gave me the whole, I forget it now, the routine, but like, you know, they take 20 steps. They wait 5 seconds, do a 90-degree turn or 45-degree turn. Then they take 10 seconds, and then they do another 45-degree turn. Or whatever, then they clicked their heels and gave me, like, this is what they do. And, okay. And I went, and I'm like, okay, 1, 2, 3, okay, that many steps, wow. Turned, did this, waited, for, like clockwork, every single time. Amazing. And when I saw Trump, I finally saw there's someone that's going down there that's like feels honored to be there. That like this is not, I mean, when I saw Obama, it's just like, yeah, I'm going through the motions, you know. Where I finally feel like with Trump, here's someone that's not going through the motions. He's grateful that he's the president, you know. It's there's too many unknown soldiers. Is to represent, to honor those faceless men with no names that came back and are gone forever. Now know your history. Know your history, folks. You know, it's time to grow up. Trump is officially the president of the United States. Period. Let's move on now. We moved on when Obama, because we didn't protest. We just wanted answers that we thought we were never getting. And like I've said before, Trump can bring 50 million jobs. So what? If the problem is, and there's a Chinese billionaire who said this, the problem is this welfare system in America. It encourages people not to work. Okay. Well, if I get on unemployment and I got 4 kids and I get this much from this and that much from this, and okay, there's $1,535.26 I get every month. You show me where I can get $1,523.26 a month for doing nothing, just sitting on my butt. Well, since I got kids, they can't take me off welfare because I gotta provide for my kids. So there's no incentive for them to ever work. It's like that one guy I talked about, I think a year and a half ago, from Dallas, that he's a linguistics expert. He's in a wheelchair. Thank you. And he makes $100,000 a year in a wheelchair just out there, and he can work. If Stephen Hawking can work, folks, end of subject. You can do something. Even if I had to get out of the kitchen because of my myopathy, I would find something to do. You know, if it meant working at a florist, you know, if it meant going, I don't know what I'd do. If it meant doing this radio show full time, if it meant, you know, planning parties, whatever. I would do something. If it meant giving drum lessons, whatever. I'd do something. Like I've said, I don't care. I hope there is some protest. I have no problem with it as long as they're peaceful. It's if they're going to try to screw up the, they're not going to screw up the inauguration. They can't. There's like a ton of bikers over there already that are like prepared to ensure that the protesters are peaceful. That they're not going to, you know, if they're peaceful, that's fine. If they're going to sit there and try to make it hard for them to, and I honestly don't see anything. There's going to be so much police presence and all that stuff there. I don't think there's going to be an issue. Plus the bikers and everything else. I guess that's how I feel. It's like, oh, so you don't think the bikers shouldn't be there? They should be able to protest. Well, we're not saying that. You can protest all you want, as long as you're not going to obstruct or make it difficult for people to, you know, if you're going to try to block the roads to make it so that they can't go through the parade route. I was actually, when they had like these like Black Lives Matter protesters that were like blocking the road, there must have been like 20 people, because I made a comment like this and I got so many likes. And this guy basically said the same thing I did. He goes, if that was my hometown, I wouldn't have hit the brakes. I would have floored it and ran them over. If they're not smart enough to get out of the way, problem solved. If I was doing that and someone was flooring it, you know what I'd do? I'd get out of the way. I'd get out of the way. I ain't the smartest man in the world, but if a vehicle's coming at me, I'm going to get out of the way. But these Democrat grassroots organizations that were offering $2,500 to protest, you wonder how they do that, because how do they know you just don't take, I mean, are you going to, okay, we're going to have a camera crew follow you around and, you know, what? I mean, how do they know you're not going to take the money and run? That's what I do. But I guess right before he left office, Obama pardoned 330 like federal drug criminal people. Now, the article I read, it didn't say much. Like, in terms of, are these like kingpins, or are they just like, hey, he had pot and he got busted, and, you know, it didn't really say. They just were federal. And you know, heck, I've known people that have gone to prison for, like, joints. I don't know. Got about just under 19 minutes in the program, folks. I want to thank you all for tuning in wherever you are around the world. You know. But I think tomorrow we'll showcase it all. We'll see the face of the left. Are they peaceful when they protest, or are they going to be like trying to obstruct and make this inauguration hard to happen? Hopefully they're just peaceful protests, because if they try to impede and make sure that the parade is hard to make the parade hard to happen or whatever, or try to interfere with the actual inauguration, they're just going to make themselves look worse and worse. It's only going to help us. And that's us being the people that are tired of this corrupt system, that want something better. That's why Trump is in there, because we're tired of these crybabies. I'm sorry, folks, but not everyone's going to win. You know, Jose Mourinho with Manchester United, he has to win. Look at Louis van Gaal. He got their first FA Cup title since 2003. And he was, and like I said in the video, it's on my Facebook, when I'm watching it, and it goes, the 2016 FA Cup champions, Manchester United, and they have the chalice up, and the trophy slash chalice, and they're shaking it, and I'm like, jumping up and down, I'm like, well, I think his fate's sealed already, one way or the other, whether they keep him or dump him, it's already been decided, this match didn't matter. And as we all know, they took Jose Mourinho on. The rest is history. But that's where we're at. That's where we're at, folks. Someone's got to win. Someone's got to lose. And you got to accept, okay, I mean, I don't think Alabama was going, we lost the national championship. I don't know if I can go back to school now. We're going to have to protest. We want a rematch. No, they, you know, I guarantee you, I know Mike Krzyzewski, if he lost, he would have gone, he'd have been the first guy over there saying, congratulations, you have one hell of a team. He's done that before. They were, I forget what NCAA tournament game they lost, and they interviewed the coach, and they said, so how does it feel to win? And said, well, actually, the first thing I noticed is Mike Krzyzewski came over and congratulated us and said, good luck. You're a great team. Kick ass. How many coaches from the other team are going to come over and congratulate? Not too many. And it was not a happy-go-lucky on the court. You know, this was after. Takes a lot of guts to do that. But that's the problem. We don't have guts anymore. It's win or lose. It's win or whine. That's what we have. It's not win or lose. It's win or whine or cry or whatever the hell you want to do because you're upset because your person didn't win. I did win the lottery of life when I got my wife. I won't say that much. But you win and you lose in life. You can only have one president. You can only have one CEO. But this was a great post. I shared it off one of my good friends. And he goes, imagine if Democrats took even a small fraction of the time they spent protesting and spent it feeding the poor, housing the homeless, and all that other stuff they supposedly care about. Imagine. If all that wood you use to hold up those signs, not my president, put them together, you might be able to build a place for 5 or 6 people to live. And that's 5 or 6 people that didn't have a place before. You know, that's why I've loved Trump. It's not been about him. It's been about us. I'll bring back every jam job you freaking want, but you got to work for it. You got to earn it. You got to do it. I'm going to give you this land. Good luck. Well, you said you were giving us free food. I am. I gave you this land. There's the seed. Plant it. There's the combines. There's the tractors. Get behind it. Get behind the KSH combine and get it done. It's all the free food you want. You sit there and you plant the corn, and at the end of the season, you take the 2 best rows and you save them aside and save that seed for next year to plant. And then you eat the other. Okay, it's common sense. Trump's never been about him. I'm going to be cheering you on just like you're cheering me on. Remember, we're going to make America great. We're not going to make Trump great. They have an almost all black college. It's like probably like 90% black college, 95% black in Talladega that's coming up and performing at the inauguration. But They can't be because Trump's racist and he wouldn't allow that, you know. I still see, I don't know where these people get off that they think Trump's Hitler and all this. I just laugh it off. Like, if you're that dumb. And I want to get to this really quick before. This is nuts. There is a guy by the name of Dominic Tablevo. I think is how you say his name. And he's actually been already arrested. He called out that he calls himself also Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, I'm going to the inauguration tomorrow and I'm going to kill Donald Trump. I'm going to kill Donald Trump. What are you going to do about it? Secret Service, what are you going to do? Well, not, he's already been arrested. That's what's going down. Gotta love it. I mean, if that was someone saying that about Trump, he should be arrested. If that's someone saying that about Obama, they should be arrested. It doesn't matter. The dude was psycho. Yes, he's a man was arrested Tuesday in Miami Beach after posting a video online which he vowed to kill President-elect Donald Trump at the inauguration. Calling himself Lord Jesus Christ. There's only one Lord and he wouldn't kill. That's a freedom. That's a violation of my freedom of religion. You can't do that. No. See, we have freedom of religion in this country, but if you're going to kill people in the name of your religion, that's not something that we really stand for. No, we don't really stand for that, no. But, hey. It's great. I saw, because they have videos of all these, like, up-and-comings. Like these people that did performances and stuff. And Lee Greenwood came out and sang God Bless America. I got to see that in 89 at Fort AP Hill, Virginia. That song is just, it means so much. And to hear stuff like that back again in this country, you know, to hear what this country, you know, God Bless America and, you know, and stuff. And hear it from the heart. And know that the people are meaning it. Not like, okay, crap, I got to say this because people are getting wondering why we're not saying it. And, you know, it's just so great to finally see the love of this country back. The one question I have is, with all the holes, and how can you, I don't know how people can't see through a lot of this. I don't get it. I really don't get it. You know? I don't know. It's like seeing a guy with a match and you got gasoline. And like, okay, really? You don't see? I don't know. I just don't know. I mean, how corrupt she is and people still like praise her even after it was proven that Bernie Sanders should have had the Democratic spot, but people still, that's what's scary about this. These people that I'm voting for Hillary, I don't care. When they interviewed people and there's nothing you could have ever told them that would change their mind. Well, there's some things, if you could prove it to me, that I'd say, well, crap, because I would never vote for Hillary. And I know I would vote for Gary Johnson, I guess, even though I know he wouldn't have a shot in heck of getting it. I mean, what else would I do? But if there was evidence to say, okay, hey, this is... You know, I'm not dead fast on any candidate until, okay. Because I even sit there when I vote early a lot, like, well, what if something comes out and, you know, and it shows, and I voted for this person. I'm going to be screwed. See, I accept that. You know, I don't feel I'm better off after 24 years of Clinton, Bill, that is, Bush, and Obama. I just think it's hilarious that all these people, when they support a candidate that, well, we are a nation of laws. Yeah, we are a nation of laws, but we're also a nation of immigrants. We need to strengthen our border because illegals don't help us. They hurt us. And they give the guy a standing ovation, as in Bill Clinton saying that, but when Trump says the same thing, he's a racist. But then most of the people, when I show where Bill Clinton said the same thing as Trump, they don't. So, well, don't call Trump a racist if you're not going to call Bill Clinton a racist, because he said the same thing. But hey, Trump's president, it's great. The nation is somewhat divided, but the divide's gonna come to an end, because these people that are protesting, they're blocking the streets so that people can't drive. I may be unchristian in my thinking, but I would have just hit the gas pedal. I would have floored it, man. They're, you know, what's over. That's me. And there are a ton of people said, "Yep, why stop?" Okay, because you know what, the smart person is not gonna, if they're really smart, they're gonna get out of the way. If not, then they ain't got a brain cell. So, enough of that, folks. I want to thank you all for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it, and I hope you feel like you want to do something. You know, this country's not going to fix itself. You know, like, I kind of feel like that's how a lot of people feel. But now that we got Barack Obama in here, the country's going to, well, the government's going to fix it. We're going to fix it. We need to do stuff. We need to do stuff. And I hopefully you want to do that. Hopefully you'll pray for this nation. Hopefully you want to make it better. You want to do stuff. Yeah, just real quick, I was looking on the internet because I'm like, who was born when I was? And like, not too many. Like, I found like Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen's, like, younger sister was born on my day. Ice-T was, and a couple others. I think John McEnroe was born on February 16th. You know, Kim Jong-il, the North Korean leader, he was born on my birthday. Well, I can remember, but just, like, no one, like, I would sit there and go, wait a minute here, so. Just one of those things. I can't wait till Saturday. I'm off and I'll be able to watch Manchester United take on Stoke City, which I think should be a decent game. The only problem we have is you have someone like when you go to the Sunday games, I think it's going to be hard for Hull City to beat Chelsea. So I kind of feel they've got, you know, we've got to get the 3 points. Chelsea's going to have the 3 points. You know, so that's going to be, I think, and we need to see Manchester City beat Tottenham, because that's going to help us in the table. You know, the thing that concerns me in the table is Chelsea, I believe, has got 3 points guaranteed. They're going to be a whole city. That's not even a question. But Man City needs to beat Tottenham. But then, what's going to happen is if Man City wins, they're going to get 3 points. And I kind of want Man City to lose just so that we can get above Man City if we win. So there's a lot of scenarios to play out. But, you know, Arsenal, I think, is going to beat Burnley. It's pretty obvious. And then Leicester City and Southampton, that's going to be a good game to watch. Hopefully I'm decent and I'm not feeling like crap. Liverpool, I mean, unless Swan City does something dramatic, you know, Liverpool, I think, is going to easily win. But Bob Bradley, I think, is done at Swan City. I don't see him doing anything, you know. All I can do is just hope that Manchester United can get up in the top four. Because I think that's where, realistically, we're shooting for like a third place in the table at the end of the season. That's, you know, get us in the Champions League next year. We'll regroup. We'll have Jose Mourinho again. You know. So I think it's going to be very, very interesting. And like I said, I think it was a couple days ago. Yeah, my TV is going to be off. Well, I'm going to record that inauguration. I want to see that. You know, I can't believe that a teacher is not going to let them watch. That just makes me sick. You know, that, well, we're not going to watch the inauguration. They're not going to watch it. I'm like, well. Okay. So that's how you're going to teach these kids? Okay, if you don't agree with the man, he's not my president. Obama wasn't my president, but I still watched it. I still was in awe. Got about 90 seconds left. This is history being made, folks. Good, bad, or whatever. This is history. This is history in the making, folks. And that's what it is. And like I've always told people, if you don't feel your congressmen or senators are doing their job, get them out. Stop voting every 2 years. That's what we have, voting every 4 years. If you don't think Trump's done a good job and we don't like him, and he, okay, then we'll get him out of there. But Hector's already talking about, okay, we got to get the impeachment process ready so that when we prove that Russia hacked emails, well, okay, if they impeach him, you'd move up. Speaker of the House becomes usually VP. The VP becomes president, you go from there. But that's how it works. They're not going to get a Democrat in there if they impeach him, so it's not going to make a difference. I want to thank you all for tuning in so much. And with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually our fortunes and our sacred honors. Until next Tuesday, good night and goodbye. God bless.